Dave Riley, super comedian in studio. We're linked up to all his stuff on the radio station website. Right now, we're talking about the odd things or thing that you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Because there's apparently a waitress who's afraid of ketchup, which would make your job even worse. You can call or text 203-882-9757. Boston John?
Yeah, the dumb thing I'm scared of is my wife. I'm so afraid of what she's going to ask me to do next.
All right. Thank you.
Next.
So we're looking at, like, ketchup. I know people are afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter.
I never got that.
Really?
So yeah. I send them to her every chance I get.
Go visit.
As soon as there's something with a clown in it, I send her a link to it.
Yeah. The Clown Motel was the best one.
That's how I roll.
The Clown Motel. You sent her a picture. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that.
Yeah.
They have an actual hotel that's
all clown themed,
and there's clown people, clown stuff, clown heads everywhere.
Yeah, because
I'm going to take you here for vacation.
I typed in, try the murder room.
Nick.
Hey, so guys.
Hey.
My fear of phobia is accidentally putting mid-grade instead of regular gas in my car and not realizing it.
Oh, yeah. Or worse, you grab the diesel pump.
But it won't fit, right? Diesel won't fit. The nozzle's bigger.
I don't know.
Diesel's
bigger, right? One of them is bigger. You could do one into the other, but not the other into the other.
Yeah, Patty Ann did. She put diesel into her Lexus.
No, she didn't. She thought she did.
Oh, I thought she did.
She did not.
I think you could put gas. The gas hose will fit into a diesel, but not
the opposite. Right. Yeah.
Thank you guys for holding for me. I love your show.
Thank you.
Have a great morning, guys.
You too.
Pumpophobia.
I'm telling you, there's got to be a name for it. There's a name for everything.
Pumpophobia.
Imagine being a DJ afraid of the microphone.
Same idea.
Same thing.
Microphobia.
Nurse Diane.
Hey, how are you?
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a fear of segments dying.
No, I have a fear of people that don't talk fast enough and waiting for chance to jump to the microphone. I just keep going
to the phones every day. Sorry, Diane.
Somebody have?
I'm afraid of worms.
Worms.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, very afraid.
It's like a worm.
You want to look this up, AJ? I'm sure there's.
I think that's a common one. I would say
fear of worms.
Yeah,
it grosses me out. Like especially when there's a lot of them together. Like you see one of those like a cup of night crawlers. I mean,
where you're younger, little boys have been chasing girls with their little worms forever.
It looks like a brain.
Okay,
like when there's a bunch of them together with no dirt.
Up.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like a moving brain.
Okay, so I'm gonna give this my best shot.
Right.
Scolecephobia is a fear of worms. Extreme fear of worms.
When did you find out you had this?
When I was a little girl and I was riding my tricycle, and I think it was a rainy day and there was a big, big, big worm. Well, it looked big because I was so small.
It stretched across the road and almost took my head off.
Stretched across the road. And I ran it over with my tricycle.
On the ride.
Sick person. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
It stuck at me. It just like flipped up, you know, both ends just kind of flipped.
They do the curl.
Yeah. Because it was dying.
Maybe because you had your tire in the middle of its body, squishing all of its guts to both ends. Yes. That might have been part of it.
I don't think it was in attack mode. If someone ran you over, they'd do the same thing.
There's a worm out there with a fear of girls on tricycles.
Yes. Yes.
If we ran over AJ, he would curl on both sides.
A fear of tires, yes.
So that was the first time you were, that you knew you were afraid of worms.
Yeah. Do you get nausea, elevated heart rate, and trembling?
Not nausea, no.
Okay, because that's what scolophobia. Yeah, you get that.
And I'm not afraid of snakes. You know, that it's worms because worms, they don't have a face and they don't really have a great poker.
That is weird. They only have that band.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, they got like a turtleneck sweater for worms.
They got bands, but then right in the middle, there's a clear spot.
Yeah.
There's a spot where no bands, and then it begins again.
And when you go fishing, that's where you stick it through. That's the meaty part of them. But that's usually a night crawler.
Have you talked to a doctor? Do you know how to pronounce the phobia, like the actual word?
No.
Yeah, no, AJ tried it, but
she just came out here on the air about her phobia.
Yeah, scolecophobia.
Scolecophobia?
Scolecophobia, yeah.
Scolecophobic.
It's actually a small Greek island as well, so.
It is weird. They don't have a face.
No, they don't.
They have no eyes.
Nope.
They don't have eyes, and they don't really have a brain either.
And you know how they go through the dirt, like earthworms, like they goes in their mouth and out their butt. Like,
it's kind of like us going through a buffet.
Exactly right. Yes.
So, you know?
We're a bunch of worms.
No, but they are fascinating, aren't they?
You could cut one into two, and then you have two worms.
Now, do they have sex and have babies, or how do they?
I think they're asexual.
I think they're asexual.
Okay, then. Isn't that even weirder?
Right. We all have a friend in the office.
I could see why you might be a little worried about these things.
I got a friend in the office like that.
They're multisexual.
Multisexual.
Oh, multisexual.
Right, I think they're with themselves.
No, but they don't get pregnant and have babies, right? Where do the other worms come from? Do they lay eggs?
Well, one of... Man worm.
Do they... What happens?
You do need two worms for them to reproduce.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter, male, female, they're
just
asexual.
When a mommy worm loves a daddy worm very much.
Right. Is there a video?
Hold on, we got to bring Chance in the corner. I didn't know we had to have this conversation.
I want to see the video of two pieces of spaghetti going at it. Look at two nose.
No, but isn't that weird? Then does one get pregnant? Is that the band?
I guess potentially they both could.
Yeah, does a band get big?
Right, what happens? And then what happens? Like, does a bunch of little worms come out?
Right, exactly.
We gotta download some worm porn.
Right.
So weird.
See two little worms there.
That is weird.
So I guess, they do have eggs that they protect in a cocoon.
Really?
Huh. Wow. See, I learned so much today, just now.
Yeah, see that?
Eggs in a cocoon. It sounds like...
Worm eggs. Yeah. That's gross.
Worm eggs.
The invasion of the body snatchers.
Oh, the pods.
Ugh.
Pods. Yeah,
imagine a cocoon full of worm eggs. I have a phobia of that now.
Imagine that.
I just see that in my head.
No, worst. It's a cocoon with a little baby spiders.
Yeah.
A million come out.
Oh, those are the worst.
Yep.
All right, Diane, so when it would rain, you wouldn't want to go out and walk around?
Yeah, no.
Because they come out of nowhere.
Yep.
You'd be a bummer on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. When I first moved to my house years ago, I was mulching, and the worms that were coming out, it was horrifying. There's a lot of worms at my house.
They do get pretty big. They get, like, abnormally large sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
The night crawlers,
Like a foot long.
Really juicy.
Yep.
That band that you were talking about will indicate when they've sort of reached, like, maturity, adulthood. And then after the mating process, that's where the cocoon comes from. So that band will slide off and carry the eggs with it, and then we'll fertilize them until they hatch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I saw a bird one time grab a worm, and it's like pulling, and it's like, nung, 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 nung. Like the mozzarella with the cheese pizza.
It's like Lady and the Tramp. You got two worms with you.
Even the bird was like,
what is going on?
Oh, jackpot!
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, my nieces like to eat worms, so when I would go out gardening, I would take them with me, and they would eat all the worms.
Wait, who eats worms?
My tortoises.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said your uncle.
Right.
Wait, you bring your tortoise to how long does that take? The worm is coming and attacking you, and now I can see the tortoise running towards it.
This is the slowest fight scene ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to protect you.
Yeah, I think you grab the tortoise, put it over there. There you go.
No, but you know you're afraid of worms when you want to go gardening and you bring your turtle. All right.
Yeah, my guard
turtle. Here's my muscle.
But the turtle is the best thing you can bring.
Her emotional support tortoise.
Just bring that weird kid down the street.
I bring a chicken. Chickens are fast at eating things.
Okay, chicken's good.
Chicken's the best.
Diane, great call, and thank you for being a nurse. Josh in Shelton is afraid of mayonnaise.
Hey,
Josh.
Hey. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Mayonnaise, huh?
Yeah, I am deathly, like, just afraid. I had a horrible incident when I was, like, 4 years old. I was at the babysitter's house. She had a daughter. And, of course, your first play date ended up being your first pretend girlfriend. And she wanted to make me something to eat. And I just, simple, I asked for bread and butter. and she slapped about a half inch of mayonnaise on it, and I never knew what it was.
On the butter or just bread and mayonnaise?
Oh, bread and mayonnaise she gave you.
Well, mayonnaise sandwiches are great.
She put mayonnaise on it. I took a bite, and I projectile vomited.
So, what the hell, man? Tony had said.
It's to the point where I'll tell people I'm allergic just to avoid the conversation. And it's like, you can't even hide it. Like, that found out, which is like ruining my favorite breakfast sandwich, McDonald's bagels. That spread that I thought was a garlic butter spread is in fact mayonnaise mixed with mustard and garlic. And I'm like
a Miracle Whip?
I had three of those.
That's like a Dijonnaise?
Yeah,
sounds like I thought it was like a
but what you had it right. And it was fine and you liked it until you knew what it was. So doesn't that tell you something?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, but I still won't do it. I've never
How about Miracle Whip?
Salad, macaroni salad.
Can't do
anything with mayonnaise in it. I can't. I'll literally just throw up.
Wow.
It's kind of like being with a ladyboy and then you find out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
Hey, I was really enjoying this.
Right.
When's the last time mayo made you throw up?
Oh, God. We're talking 2-3 months ago.
Wow.
Whoa.
Because it's a pretty common thing.
Yeah, Phil, we had to pay him $20 to eat a thing of mayonnaise.
I'm disgusted by it. I don't have a fear of it.
But then you can't have potato salad, macaroni salad.
Yeah, that's a good salad.
A Whopper. You can't have any of that stuff. Right?
If
you
mix
mayo and ketchup on a burger. Is a great combo.
It's heaven. Yeah. Okay.
If you mix it with
Joe
something
Rogan
stronger,
offered me a million to eat like just two spoonfuls, I think I'd have to
$1 million,
dude. Really,
you would do it?
Oh, come on, man!
You would do it.
Take the bet.
I'll take mayonnaise for $1 million.
Before it would hit my tongue, I would throw up everywhere.
I would eat the entire case for a million.
Can you come in and we'll make a video?
If you guys have enough plastic.
All right, hold on. We'll get his number.
All right, we're not doing it on my side of the board.
Well, we have another one. We're talking about the weird thing that you're afraid of.
Yeah.
And Lori from Oakdale, also afraid of mayonnaise?
Disgusting. When I make my husband's sandwich, I have a spatula in my hand and my arm stretched out as far as I can to stay away from it. To me, it's like a jar of puff.
Like she's like diffusing,
a jar of puff.
Like she's diffusing a bomb.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of is it's a jar of puff.
That's nice. Thank you.
Well, when you put it that way, nice then pussy that, sandwich.
Guess what I'm going to eat for the rest of the day now? Everything.
Oh, man. You miss out on a lot of good food.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise rocks. Oh,
seriously,
it does not.
I put extra mayonnaise.
No, on a ripe tomato.
Oh.
Like really ripe
tomato
on a sandwich.
When
that mayonnaise tomatoey smush gets
some salt
put
and
together.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
And also some nice thin sliced cucumbers.
Great.
And everybody in my family, my mom and dad and two brothers, like mayonnaise. And once in a while,
any shots?
I would get the wrong lunch bag and get the sandwich with the mayonnaise. And it was like in the garbage right away.
Wow. So no tuna fish sandwich for you. I need tuna fish.
No tuna fish.
Wow.
No.
You're missing out.
Not at all.
How about Miracle Whip? Do you like Miracle Whip?
Yeah, Miracle Whip's awesome.
Because that's a different creature.
No.
Yeah,
it's not even mayonnaise, though. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah, it's like combined mayonnaise and salad dressing.
It's not mayonnaise, though. It's like its own. It's like sugary stuff.
Another jar of puff.
What is mayonnaise made of?
Eggs.
Eggs.
Oil.
You can make it.
All right, do you like eggs?
Yeah, I like eggs.
Do you like oil?
It's weird how you can like certain ingredients, but when they're together,
it's just you take the oil and egg yolks and you emulsify it. You just and you got
that's it.
And then you need an acid. You need like a vinegar or lemon juice.
You can throw a little bit of lemon juice.
Yeah,
or
got a little taste.
Honestly, if you make it fresh right in front of you, I would rather have that. That I find that far more palatable than the jarred stuff that just sits on a shelf. It's not refrigerated.
Not at first, but after you open, you got refrigerated.
No, like that still weirds me out.
Yeah, but it's like it's like canned good anything is refrigerated.
Yeah.
Weird that you don't have to refrigerate this for 100 years until you open it, then put it in the fridge.
Why? Yeah,
once
the clock
starts then.
Once
you open Pandora's box.
Yeah, what's the ingredient in there that's going to make you so sick?
All right. Thank you, Lori.
All right, cool.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love
you
more.
Thank you.
I go for a hamburger with some pus on it today.
Right. Yeah, pus and ketchup. I wish I never heard that. I got to erase that.
Erase just the word. That word just is gross.
Yeah, the word pus is like.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it. Yes.
We're talking about the weird thing that you're afraid of, Scott in Wallingford.
Spiders.
I'm with you.
Is that weird?
Arachnophobia.
No, that's very common.
That's got to be maybe the most common.
That's very
common. Like maybe heights is number one, but that's got to be top two.
Yeah, I would say clowns, height, and spiders. Spiders. The top three.
I've definitely met more people afraid of spiders than clowns.
I was cool with spiders. Like a bit by one. Now, forget about it.
What is it?
Now, I was cool with spiders. Like a bit by one. Now I'm like, yeah, because now little bastards can kill you or try to.
It seems like the smaller ones are more creepier than the big
That's
ones.
That's the one. One of those damn things bit me in the elbow.
I've been in a car when one come down from the visor.
Yeah.
And it's literally almost jumping out of the car while it's running.
I've had that happen.
Everything wild, everything they do is creepy. When they're sitting there, they're creepy. When they walk, all kinds of different legs are going. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Their face is creepy. Have like a multiple eye. You look close one.
And the fact that they could just start running so fast, you can't swat them.
Or the hoppy ones. The jumpy, hoppy ones are the worst because they bang and come right at you. And they're going for your throat.
They make you look stupid at dusk when you're walking through. And all of a sudden you go through the spider like, ah! like you're freaked out because no one else can see the spider web. I'm with you.
Yep. Spiders are no good.
Yes, they're evil. Kill the fire.
Imagine a spider with mayonnaise on its back.
Right.
Now you
Even
got
worse.
Something.
Now you got something.
Right.
Yeah. Is there anyone who's not afraid of spiders?
Oh, yeah. There are people who actually have them as pets.
Yeah. There's people on, there's TikTok people that she's got like these little, the bouncy ones.
Yeah.
And she holds them in her hand and she names them.
Tarantulas and whatnot.
That's a small percentage.
Yeah, but tarantulas
I think most people, it's not a weird phobia.
Yeah. No.
Right?
No, it's very common.
It's common.
Very common. Weird is like the mayonnaise, for example.
I think everything that bites you for general, just tend to stay away
from. Depends. You know.
This is Jennifer reacting to a cricket that she thought was a spider under our treadmill.
Oh my God. Jesus.
I just lost
hearing in 3 years.
That's, I know. Doesn't sound like something from a horror movie.
I wonder how many windows he blew out of his car.
Yeah, sorry.
There's a dog. Oh, my God. There's bats flying into walls because they're screwing up our radar.
And there's no pulling her in.
No.
There's none.
Once it's done?
It's not like, hey, relax.
You got to show the carcass? Can you show the carcass?
Very intense, and then I'm going for it now.
Yeah.
And she's screaming in the background, and I'm like, you have to leave the room because you're freaking me out.
Right. You're making the cricket nervous. He's not going to sing now.
It's like he's making it very intense.
You know, crickets are good luck, right?
Not for Jen.
Yeah. No. Sarah Cody for News 8 in studio. And apparently she went through Pamela Anderson and Heather Locklear's Men in 1 year.
Wow.
Wow.
That's an achievement.
It's a great tease.
Yes, it is. It is.
What happened?
So I interviewed all three of them, Kid Rock, Tommy Lee, and Richie Sambora, right in a row. And I have to say, they were all gentlemen. They're some of my favorite interviews to remember.
Yeah, you would
especially
think it's going to be.
Especially Tommy Lee.
Really?
Yep.
Smart guy, too.
Yeah.
Well, so I've heard from other people that he's two different people, whether he's drinking or not.
Yeah. Right? Okay, that's most of us.
This was during the day, obviously, in a hotel room. And he was a gentleman.
You interviewed him in the hotel room?
I did. There were other people there.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. And in his suite.
Yeah.
Yep. It was sweet.
I saw his video. He is like two different people.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Great.
He was very nice.
Oh, that video.
Offering us, you know, drinks, offering us to sit down. Right. Just very nice.
Cocaine? Yes.
Not like that. Okay. Nope. Just all on the up and up.
What was he promoting?
A concert.
Okay.
He was performing in Hartford. He was dating Prince's ex-wife at the time. Mighty, am I saying it right?
Mighty. Hey, yeah, Mighty. How are you?
M-A-Y-T-E. That beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Look her up. She was Mighty. She stood off to the side with a little dog.
Right. I think her first name is Mighty.
Yeah, he was great. Kid Rock was outside of a concert at the Meadows. And my Richie Sambora story is funny. Should I dive into that?
Yeah.
Go for it.
So we knew we were going to be interviewing Bon Jovi at a radio station. And they chose a person from each station to go. And when we all met up in the lobby, it was three men and me.
It's the lobby of the radio station.
Of the radio station, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they let us in kind of in a single file line, one at a time.
And you're with other television.
Three other men. television. From the other, yes.
Got
television.
It.
3 Men and a Sarah.
And I was interviewing Bon Jovi, right? I wasn't going to wear a suit from the department store, so I wore my leather pants. Like, right. I was
you
like...
You rocked it up.
I rocked it up.
Yeah.
It
How was the guys
my,
dressed?
It was my moment. Totally conservatively.
Right.
Like, totally
like they're
in their
wearing
suits.
Their... I'm here standing on the corner
doing a news report. So this, is kind, of, this is kind of my story.
Anchorman so, aware.
Yeah. Possible narc. Yeah.
We had to wait to interview John, but Richie was, like, right at the door. So I heard the three men go in before me, and I heard Richie say, "Hi. Hello. Hi." And then I walked in and he goes, "Hey, babe."
Yeah, with your hot leather pants.
Nice. And we all just started to laugh. Right. And I've always thought that was a
That's
super
when you
cute
know
story.
The leather pants are working.
They were working.
Yeah. They're working.
It was my rocker moment.
Well, the worst
and
part.
I made the most of it.
The worst part is seeing the other guys all of a sudden putting leather pants on.
Well, it worked for her.
Right. But he was super nice too. Like all three of those guys, I have great memories of. John, on the other hand, was a little standoffish to us.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's a little runaway. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him in concert and I felt like I only needed to see him once.
Okay.
You know, like there was no connection. You ever go to a concert and you're not really a fan, but you
yeah,
go
yeah.
and then they convert you into a fan.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
You feel like you've known him all your life.
Yeah. Like Keith Urban. Like I'm not a country person. Right. I went to the show.
I like Keith.
I thought it was going to be
boring.
He put
on a great show.
It was so great. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could see how people are crazy about
what
him.
The deal is.
And
yeah.
I'm a fan now of his music and right. he just seems like a nice person.
Yeah.
When I went to Bon Jovi, I felt like there was what you were saying, it's just like standoffish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like there was a piece of plexiglass between me and it, or him and
I had the
audience.
Same experience.
That's interesting.
It's like
just
they just
yeah.
like, they phone it in. It's just kind of like and they yeah. just go to the next
go to the motions. Yeah.
You know, I only saw him once, so maybe I just caught him on a bad night or whatever.
It was good, but it was like listening to a loud album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you saw me threw the record on and you just sat back.
Well, you're kind of there.
Yeah.
I never seen them.
No.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah. So now I'm not going to go see
it. No
yeah, now you don't
now
have
to totally, you guys totally killed the form. Thank you.
That experience where you become like a convert. I've heard people say that a lot about Nickelback. Like, you know, they get dumped on by like the rock crowd.
They seem okay.
And then you talk to people who like go to a show. They're like, yeah, whatever, the tickets were whatever. So it was like, why not? And they're like, I can't believe the show they put on. Like the fans that are there are for it. Like
I'm
the energy's high.
I got to tell you nailed it. Because I thought the same thing. I think this band sucks. I was dating this girl. She's like, let's go. I'm like, okay. And then I get myself backstage. I meet them. They are the nicest freaking people.
Totally in on the joke now. Like, social media has helped them with this.
Yeah. Oh, they're grateful for it.
Yeah.
But then I thought, okay, they're nice people, but, you know, not going to suffer through their show. They were great. And they just loved their fans so much that, I would never go to another show again. But they were really great.
They actually thanked people for making fun of them because they stayed relevant all these years. The other bands that we loved that they're made fun of them are now gone, and Nickelback still endures.
Yeah.
So,
All right, that's interesting.
Yeah, not a bad thing.
Good to know.
Sometimes being a joke works.
Yep.
Right. Well, Bruce is going to be good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I want to talk to you Monday morning on the phone.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, I just want to see how you feel about that. I think you're going to...
Hello,
just...
it's Sarah.
Well, no, you have no idea.
She's
doing
the parade first.
No,
you have a long day.
I'm anchoring at 6 a.m. first.
Right.
Wow.
I get up at 3:30 to anchor the 6 a.m. show, then doing the parade, then going to Bruce.
Right.
Which I didn't realize at the time when we bought the Bruce tickets, it was parade day.
Right.
But I'm going to drink a lot of Diet Coke and just power through.
That's the way to do it.
That's what we're going to do.
A little DC.
Sarah Cody, News 8. What are you doing at the parade?
Every year for the past 10 years at least, I've done special pieces leading up to the parade. So they air today, tomorrow, and Friday. And then at the parade.
And what are the pieces about?
They profile the Queen, the Grand Marshal.
Nice.
And this year is a groundbreaking year. There are 4 female leaders of the committee for the first time.
Oh, that's great.
So the third piece is about that. And today is International Women's Day.
Oh, okay.
Just giving that a shout out.
Happy International Women's Day.
I was going to buy you a card, but
at the parade, I'll just take it as a
that's why
gesture.
We invited you.
Yeah, right. There you go.
All part of our plan. That was
And then at the parade, I'm live at the towards the end, and I interview the dignitaries live and do some live hits with the crowd. We always have.
You
a lot
stay
of
there right to the end of the parade.
Yeah.
Okay.
We go on the air. So the parade starts at 1:30, kicks off at 1:30. We go on the air at News 8 at 2 for everyone who can't come out to the parade route. And we're live till about 4.
Who's doing the main anchoring?
Laura and Darren.
Okay.
He was just down. We just yelled at him. I went, Darren! again.
Yep.
It was the same thing with just like, oh, God.
Laura Hutchinson and Darren, we've done this. You know, we did this at Fox, too, and kind of brought it along to 8, the team that moved over, which we talked about
last
time.
I think 8 was really mad when Fox stole the parade from them.
Well, it's back.
And, Rich, the first thing he did, your general manager, he was like, we're taking this back.
Yeah. But because of that, smart I've move. Done it for such a long time between those two stations. So,
all right.
So I know everybody. They're all like family to me. I'm Irish. It's just, it's great. I love being a part of it.
The Grand Marshal, that is a real special thing because you can't just one day wake up and say, I'd like to be the Grand Marshal. Like,
no, you work your way up to it.
It's generations.
And you have to do different, it's grunt work. You have to do all the different jobs in the committee.
Right, you work your way up.
Until you get there. But this year is even different. May I comment on that?
Please.
Joanne Conlon, a beautiful, graceful, intelligent woman, is the Grand Marshal. And she had to be in the role before that for 3 years because of the pandemic.
Oh, boy.
So she was doing that difficult job, waiting to have her moment as the face of the parade for 3 years all through the pandemic.
She more than earned it, yeah.
And she had a terrible personal tragedy in the meantime.
Oh.
So the walk down the street on Sunday is very meaningful to her. She'll be walking with her grandson. And just all these sort of bittersweet feelings of the past few years. So the piece on her airs Friday at 6 a.m., 5 p.m., and 10 p.m. And it's very moving.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Her story is
it's
incredible.
A story that needs to be told. Because, you know, we get drunk. Yep. We have a good time. Everyone screams and yells. We wear
anything.
Our green. There's great music.
Can we tell
and we love
it?
The whole.
We can't do that on
Irish.
TV. So that's not
TV.
My experience.
I got to tell
TV,
you,
no.
I'm going to suggest this to Rich, your general manager. I think if you all got drunk, it would make for a better.
For a great show.
They do it on those New Year's shows now.
They do.
That's right. It's a thing.
They let them do tequila shots.
They do shots.
Sarah, I'm going to, before the parade, I'm going to hand you a big mug of coffee.
Yes, I'm going to need it.
Coffee.
Sarah Cody, News 8, is in studio, and we're talking to people about the odd thing that they're afraid of. Casey in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
Glad to hear it. So I was talking with Phil. My strange, irrational fear is I have a big fear of actual Dr. Seuss.
Oh, is it rhyme?
That seems weird.
It's not the rhyming. It's I was talking with Phil about it. So when I was younger, it was the book, The Star-Bellied Sneetches, that one.
You're afraid and of your vocabulary?
Is it the look of the characters? The look of them?
The art style just freaked me out.
Oh, the arty said it's in his head.
So the art style really freaked me out. It was bad. Like, it's still at this point, like, you know, like, even now as an adult, like, I see a Dr. Seuss book. I'm like, I'm just going to walk away for a little bit. Don't want to be near that.
So no green eggs and ham for you.
Right. No story time.
Yeah, no.
For the kids, yeah.
No, but the best thing is me and Phil talked about it. So I used to do musical theater and dance. It was my first major in college. And at one point, our college said, hey, like, we're going to do Seussical this year as a school musical.
Yeah.
And I and me was like, nope, sorry, not happening. I'll see you next year.
Wow.
Well, at least you know your limitations.
Then he was gone. He ran.
Yes.
You guys do your Seussical.
Right.
I'll be over here with my ketchup.
Exactly. Right. Hanging out. Mayonnaise, too.
Hey, thank you, Casey. Appreciate you.
Of course. Have a good one.
All right.
I've never heard anyone else have that.
Wow.
No, that's a first.
That's a unique one.
That is a weird thing to be afraid of. Sarah Cody, News 8, in studio. On the phone is Ashley Baylor from News 8. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is fun.
What's happening?
Good morning.
The only reason I'm awake is because there's a 5-year-old and four animals in the house. Wait, four? Four.
Where'd you fall asleep?
try closing the door.
I've woke up in different places, too. It's okay.
So I don't know where.
I just lose count.
I don't know where your fear came from, Ash, but share with these guys your irrational fear, which almost means you can't come into my house.
Oh.
No,
your
you're
furniture?
Lucky I've come into the house.
Your furniture?
No, not quite the furniture, although this particular thing is immobile. I've never seen it move. Sarah says it never moves.
It doesn't
it's a
move.
Frog.
Husband on the couch? No.
I'm frog.
She's irrationally afraid of frogs, and we actually have one.
A frog?
We have a frog in our house.
Like a real frog?
A real frog.
Really?
His name is frog.
His name is Ribbits.
Ribbits, of course, good name.
He lives in my son's room next to a rainbow gecko.
It sounds like an acid trip, doesn't it? Then the walls melt, become
and
a big pink dragon.
So Ashley's afraid of frogs, but like the kind of the green little frogs you find in the yard or whatever, like they're kind of cute. This Ribbits is like the...
Like a bullfrog?
But a big fat...
He's an African toad, like a bullfrog, right? Or something like that. Wow. And he's like flat and gross. And
what's
the
point of having that? There's no affection.
You're a small boy.
It's like looking at a flower.
A co-worker was giving him up and had Ribbits forever. Ribbits has way outlived his life. He's like 30 years old at this time.
Oh my
30?
God. Yep. He needs a job.
He was my friend's daughter's science project, and the daughter's now in her 30s.
Wow.
So he didn't know what to do with them. So I had little boys at the time, or small boys at the time, and they wanted a frog.
Right.
So we adopted Ribbits, and now he's just there.
Right.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, not paying rent. No job.
And Ashley's afraid of frogs, and she doesn't want to come to
bed. Oh.
I would bring the frog to her.
I don't go to the second floor of your house because I will burn it down.
So I'm guessing...
Oh, no!
She will burn it down. So I'm guessing the Muppet Show's out for you, right?
That's true. Morgan doesn't like Kermit?
Kermit the Frog here.
He's not my favorite, and I don't care for the pig in the Muppets either.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no one does. No one does.
He's legendary.
I think barbecue when I see her.
I just watched a video of Ashley Baylor at News 8 hiding under Sarah Cody's desk, and then she pops out and scares the soul out of Sarah's body.
So guess what I'm going to do?
The frog.
Hide a frog near her soda. Oh.
See, you're not supposed to announce it.
I know.
Now she knows.
I didn't hear that. Right. I know.
She just doesn't know when it's coming.
She doesn't know when it's coming.
That makes it worse.
I want you to understand something.
Uh-oh.
The whole place is a tinderbox, and I will burn it to the ground.
See, I like
not
her.
She threatens violence. My presence.
See, I like that.
I like her go-to. It's just, I'm going to burn it down.
She hid under my desk for 7 minutes.
Oh, no.
That's kind of a long time in a work dress after a
That's a
show.
Commitment.
It was a commitment. It's right, comedy.
You'll like fall asleep after a while. Yep. Gang of cramp.
It's the fourth or fifth time I've done that.
It's not the fourth. I won't learn. It's like the second, Ashley.
So you scare me.
The first time I got you coming out of the radio booth.
Yeah, you did. That's true. And maybe twice under the desk. So maybe it's three times.
Now she's got a phobia of people under her desk.
Yeah, really?
That's a weird phobia. She's looking underneath. Who's under there?
She's giving me a phobia.
Right.
What was it that happened with you, Ashley, that you were viral not too long ago?
Oh, a meteorite, wasn't it?
Shooting star. Yeah.
Shooting star.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm not sure, but if I went viral, I'd like to know about it.
It could be for a good reason.
Not something weird.
That was not this past October. It was the October before. It was like October 23rd, 24th, something like that. But yeah, we were on air, and just as I switched the graphic to our Hartford camera, this big, bright meteor came crashing into my scene. And you know, in that moment when you're standing up there, you're like, wait a minute, what was that? It's like, did something go wrong with the camera? Did it flicker? Did something flash? Like, did something burn out? Did a transformer blow? It's one of those things, like, I'm trying to talk and trying to think at the same time. Not always the best decision at 6 a.m.
See, different networks just say the more you know.
Yeah. So I kind of just was myself. I was like, what was that?
We have it.
And then when I got a chance to go back and look. Oh, you have it?
Yeah, here it is.
For the actual radar. We just caught something on our sky cam here. Whoa. We're going to have to play that back once I'm done with this forecast here. So what was that?
It was Sarah.
Did anybody else see that?
Oh, this is.
I was there with her, and it went crazy.
You have the frog go through her screen.
Yeah, nice.
A shooting frog.
She'll croak.
Yeah. That's
she
good.
Totally
yeah.
croak.
She'll have the weather clicker. She goes to the next slide. It's just frog.
She needs to see splatted frog. Ashley, what about like splatted frog on the road?
Okay, this is evil.
This is getting bad.
I thought she was such a nice girl. No. And now I see another side of her.
You can tell these two are trouble together.
I know.
One wants to burn everything down. One wants to splat frogs.
Wants to help her do it, it seems like.
Don't you remember the last time I was here, somebody called in and said, are you frenemies? I was like,
that's
no,
right.
we're really
that's
good
right.
friends, but we're kind of a yin and a yang.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right, Ashley, well, we got to roll.
I think that's what makes it fun. Is yes. Like, you know, she's all like Madonna and Cheryl yes. Crow, and I'm over here headbanging. And I'm like, what is this nonsense you're listening to?
Yeah, we got to get you in studio.
Yes. We promise no frauds.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
That was fun.
Ashley Baylor. Yeah, nice. Sarah Cody, thanks for coming in. We'll see you at the parade
Thank
Sunday.
Thank you so much. This was great.